Okay, we're going to move on to Surah Qari'ah. Right, Bismillah. Surah Al-Qari'ah. If I said to you that on the Day of Judgment your scales will be heavy, if I said to you on the Day of Judgment your scales would be heavy, where would you be? Would you be in paradise or would you be in hellfire? Who wants to give it a try? If your scales are heavy, you've come with a heavy load on the Day of Judgment, will you be in paradise or in hellfire? Are you thinking hellfire? Is someone not thinking hellfire? I know you read the surah. Are you looking through the surah? But in our minds, when we think of coming with a heavy scale, we think hellfire. And we don't think of paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the surah that it's going to be paradise. And we'll discuss it inshaAllah. Just like we say, Yawm al-Qiyamah, like the Day of Resurrection. And like we mentioned that there's names of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Repayment. One of those names is Al-Qari'ah. One of the names of the Day of Judgment is Al-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah means to strike something with an intense pounding. And because of that, many translators chose to translate this surah as the day of the striking A'ah, or the striking day. And so it's called Al-Qari'ah, the striking, because it will strike the hearts and strike the ears of the people.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية.
Okay, like we mentioned that Al-Qari'ah is one of the names of the Day of Judgment. Other names, and some of them we're going to come up to, is As-Sakha. Sakha. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَ. Another name for the Day of Judgment is At-Tammah. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى. Another name for the Day of Judgment is Al-Haqqah. Al-Haqqah. And another name is Al-Ghashiyah. So Sakha is the thing that will deafen the ears. Tamma is the enormous calamity. Al-Haqqah is the truth. And Al-Ghashiyah is the overwhelming day. And Al-Qari'ah here is the striking. The theme of the surah, the main theme, is the end of time as we know it. The end of the world. And like we said, that there's a difference between the end of the world, like the apocalypse, like we mentioned, and then later on, the actual resurrection. And so the people will be alive, and they will witness the end of time, and then they'll all be destroyed, and then they will be resurrected once again after that. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a small peek of the horror of this day. And you'll see in the surah, Al-Qari'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us Al-Qari'ah, the striking day. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Mal-Qari'ah, what is the striking day? Almost as if He's pushing us to ask the question ourselves. Mal-Qari'ah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْقَارِعَةِ. The what will make you understand, meaning that nothing can make you understand this. Nothing can make you understand, but here is a glimpse, so that the people will prepare for this day. When a person recites these ayat that talk about the end of the world, the end of time, they realize how distracted they've become. How distracted they've become in their lives. And how far away from these realities that are about to befall them, how far is their life in accordance to this? Meaning, what would they be doing differently if they truly understood this and were sincere to these verses? Like I mentioned earlier, that many of the Meccan surahs, the surah like Surah Qari'ah, is recited again and again in salah. Because it's a small surah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that when we teach our children, we don't go to Surah An-Nisa or Surah Ma'idah and say, hey, let me teach you a surah. Everybody turns to the back of the Qur'an automatically and says, here's Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah An-Nas, Surah Al-Falaq. They teach in the small surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that these are the surahs that people are going to be reciting most often. And you'll see the messages coming in these surahs. Meaning the end of time is a message that comes up again and again in these surahs. So that the people will wake up from the distraction because the end is near. When someone goes to sleep in their security, and we saw that in the early surah, someone's in their security and they're sleeping and they're just completely indifferent to the world around them. And then all of a sudden at night someone comes in and they go, late at night, starts pounding on the door. Right? Just starts pounding on the door. And that obviously wasn't a pounding, but it's something similar to that. What happens in the person's mind? Fright, they start getting scared and they realize that something bad has happened. Something bad. And I know when we would get phone calls from Egypt in the olden days, maybe in some of your countries, you know that they wouldn't phone or they wouldn't send a letter unless someone died. And so as soon as my mom would see a letter coming from Egypt or something like that, she would open it up and quickly look over the letter to see who it was who had died. Right? And it's different now because the phone, you know, you got the phone cards and stuff. But then we're talking about the olden days. And so in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the qari'ah, the thing that will strike the people. And the fear, and indeed, they will realize the incorrectness of the life that they lived when this striking day comes down upon them. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being struck and being, you know, not prepared for this day when it comes. In verse 4 and 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse of this. After saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ, meaning that nothing can explain it, but here is just a glimpse, a window into this striking day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. The day, يَكُونُ النَّاسُ, when the people will be كَالْفَرَاشِ, like moths, مَبْثُوثِ, scattered about. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالِ, and the jibal are the mountains, كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ, is the carded wool. If you've ever been to a camp or, you know, seen those lights out in the streets, you know how it is when the moths, you know, they see the light and they start flying, each one not knowing, you know, where to go, but they're just going crazy around the light. And similarly, on the day, the striking hour, it's not that people will organize themselves and walk out in orderly fashion and so on. The people will be like scattered moths. Each one running, trying to save themselves, and not caring about any loved ones, only caring about themselves. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالِ. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the mountains, and if you'll notice, the mountains are mentioned in a lot of surahs. And they keep coming up again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the day when they'll be like carded wool. And in other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the mountains blowing away. So it's not that the mountains will crumble. It's not that they're going to crumble and break down into smaller rocks. They're going to be annihilated and destroyed. As if they were a mirage or as if they were like wool, just blown away. And then the person says that that mountain, they may be living and they see a mountain every day in their lives, they realize that that enormous mountain that they would never think would falter is going to be blown away, then what then of the human soul? What then of the human being on that day when he witnesses this? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ. As for the person whose scale is heavy on that day. And we mentioned that person, when they think of the heavy scale, they think automatically of going to hellfire. And the reason for that is because when we're thinking heavy scale, we're always thinking about sins. We're always thinking negative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية. That whoever's scale is heavy, that he's in عيشة, in a life راضية, meaning a pleasant life in paradise. So what is talking about? The scale is heavy with what? With good deeds. It's heavy with good deeds. الأعمال الصالحة. And so you'll see, even Muslims and people in general, they'll say, I'm not bad, I don't do this, and I don't do that. Do I really have to pray? Do I really have to fast? Do I really have to give zakah? You know, it's the intentions, and they're good. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. It's ثقيل, it's heavy with the good deeds. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted to become Muslim. And he said, but on condition, right, when he put his hand out to give bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I want to make a condition. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand was still there, and he had pulled, the other man had pulled his hand back. He said, أَلَّا أُجَاهِدْ وَلَا أُزَكِّي. He said, I make a condition that I will not do jihad, and I will not pay zakah. And when he said this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled his own hand back. And then he said, فَبِمَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِذَنْ. He said, then what are you going to enter paradise with? If you're not going to do those things, then what are you going to enter paradise with? And here we see a glimpse of that. That it's those the good deeds and the righteous life that a person lives that carries them into paradise. And a scale that has the truth of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's, as the ulama said, that it has every right to be heavy and to weigh down the petty sins and so on. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةً. And as أَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ, خَفِيف is light, خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, their scales are light, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةً. And here it says فَأُمُّهُ, everybody knows means mother, right? فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةً. هَاوِيَةً says, i.e. هَاوِيَةً. هَوَى means to fall. And هَاوِيَةً, his mother is, or his home is, هَاوِيَةً, i.e. the pit, or the place where people will fall, i.e. in hellfire. In this surah, there's a very graphic meaning of horror that comes here. And that is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, whoever has their scale light on that day, فَأُمُّهُ, his mother is هَاوِيَةً, is hellfire. And the ulama mentioned that when someone, or if you see a child and the child is crying, maybe you take your child and he meets all these new uncles and aunties at the masjid or something, and then the child's shocked and the intense fear of all these new faces, it's crying and crying and crying. What's the only face that will bring happiness to that child's heart? Is to see the face of the mother, to see the face of the father. So when a person is in fear, intense fear, that's where they go for security. They go to their mother to find the security. And here on this day, and before this, the person witnessed the apocalypse, he witnessed the grave, he witnessed the sirat, he witnessed all these stations, and the fear is just increasing, increasing. And so, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, as if he's turning to his mother, and then he looks and he sees that his mother is hellfire. فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةً. And actually, at the in the masjid in Dar es Salaam, the Huda school, after learning this point in the surah, there was a young girl that started crying. Like after the salah, everybody turned around. She was talking, playing in the masjid during salah. And because everybody was staring at her, she started crying. And it wasn't a cry, it was a shrill. And when I heard that crying, and I saw that she ran to her dad and she stopped crying, a shiver went through my back. Because I remembered this ayah, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةً. That their mother is hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ narrated by Abu Huraira, this is in Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ said, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ. He said that there are two words, كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ لِلرَّحْمَانِ, two words that are beloved to Ar-Rahman, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خفيفتان على اللسان, very light on the tongue, easy to pronounce. ثقيلتان في الميزان, very heavy on the scale. Those two words or that statement is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. And here the Prophet ﷺ said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, meaning that exalted is Allah, and he all praise is due to Allah. Subhanallah al-Azim, exalted is Allah. Al-Azim, the greatest, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here, ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. And so it's another glimpse of when a person comes on the Day of Judgment, and they've spent their lives with La ilaha illallah, spent their lives with Subhanallah wa hamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. On the Day of Judgment, they'll find their scale weighing down heavy on the good side, and then their destination is Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأُمُّهُ هَوِيَةً. And then it says,
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What will make you understand? And again, it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pulling us to try to contemplate this more and realize what is this fire of punishment. نَارٌ حَامِيَ. نَارٌ, fire, حَامِيَ, blazing and burning. Even the med there, that وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, at six count,
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ.
Even in English, if you said, what will make you understand it? Right? There's no med, or there's no prolongation of the thing. But if you said to some, what will make you understand this? Even in the English language, if you prolong the what, it would give the person more meaning to the English sentence. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and you can see the power, a little glimpse of that power of the Arabic, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What will make you understand this? نَارٌ حَامِيَ. And so when we learn surahs like this, that we take a statement such as Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, and make it a part of our lives. Continuously saying to ourselves that on the Day of Judgment, I'm going to try my best to make sure that my scale is heavy with good deeds. And one of those things that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, and that hadith actually that I mentioned, was the last hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Many of us know the first hadith being, verily actions are judged by intentions. The last hadith was this one. كَلِمَتَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ لِلرَّحْمَنِ.